Today's daf yud test. So we got to the very top of yud test. I mean, Aleph, the Gemara yesterday was discussing the situation whereby there was an event that took place on the third day of Tishrei, and where they used to write they said you should write the Shem Hashem on a star. And Chacham heard about such a institution. They were very upset because that means today you write the name of Hashem on the star, and tomorrow you're going to pay the loan and you throw it in the garbage. It would be a terrible chil Hashem. So they mevatel such a inyan, and then they made a whole celebration, a whole yantif. It was the third day of Tishrei. That was the idea. And the Gemara says, how could it be? So the Gemara says, didn't you say Batla Megillas Tainis? And the Gemara says, this took place Bizman Beis HaMikdash, where the Megillas Tainis was still relevant. So the Gemara says, why are you making up a whole Nilyantiv on the third day of Tishrei? Don't we know? Look at the top of Yud Testament Aleph. Metepikle, Dehavale Yom Shinerag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. This was the day that Gedalia was murdered. Although some Gedalia Bizman Shelo Beis HaMikdash, but we learned in yesterday's daf, when it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, those somos were actually days of Sason V'Simcha. So it was a yantiv as it is because of the third day of Tishrei, let alone this whole other yantiv they made up because of the Shtaros. Look at Rashi writes in the top of Yud Tes. Says Rashi, V'Tepikle, E Beis HaMikdash HaVakayim, had there been a Beis HaMikdash, if it was still up like the Gemara establishes, Bilav Hachi, without this new yantiv, Hava Yomtiv Dahinu Tzom Gedaya. The Kari Rachmana Moadim Tovim Bizman HaBayis. Those days that were Tzomos were actually Yom Tovim when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So you don't need this new Yomtif of the Bittel of Shem HaShem on the Shtar. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Lo Nitzacha Ela LeEsor Es Shelefanav. The only reason why they had to add the second Yomtif on top of Tzom Gedalia is because when it comes to all the Dinim of Megillas Tainis, not only are the days themselves listed Aser and Tainis, but even the days prior are also Aser and Tainis. In other words, if just because of Tzom Gedalia had that been a celebration, a Yom Tov, Tzom Gedalia would have been a celebration. But Beis Tishrei, the second day of Tishrei would have been a regular day and you would have been able to fast. So when they made this secondary Yom Tov because of this Megillas Tainis, that the Shtaros, that the Shem HaShem on it, that now added another layer. Granted, the third day of Tishrei already was Aser and Tainis, but since it became the secondary level of Yom Tov because of the Shtar, even the day prior, Beis Tishrei would be Aser and Tainis, as the Gemara says, that Amar Rav again, Lo Nitzcha Ela Le'eser Es Shelefanov. Shelefanov Nami, fine, the Isser beforehand. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, Lo Nitzcha Hod Hadar Kavah B'Megillas Tainis Al Davar Zeh. The reason why they made a second layer of a Tainis, of an Isser Tainis, on Gimel Tishrei, Ella, the only reason why is Ella Le'eser Es Smol Gam Hu B'Tais, even Aser the day beforehand in Tainis. As Rashi quotes in the Gemara, we're about to see, we're going to see Hayamim Ha'elu Haksum B'Megillah. Those days listed in the Megillah's Tainus, Haim Ulefneim Ulachreim Asurim. The days themselves, the days before, and the days after are all Asur in Tainus. So that's why they had to make the second Yantif on Gimel Tishrei. So Gemara says Shelefanav Nami Tepiglei Tavle Yom Shela Achar Rosh Chodesh. Wait a second. So the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not a mitzvah deraisa, we'll see, at least at this stage. So it was a Megillas Tainis day. So if a Rosh Chodesh, you can't fast, so the day after, you shouldn't be able to fast either. So why do you have to have a new institution? Because it's the day before Gimel Tishrei, say it's also the day after Aleph Tishrei. Then Gemara says, not true. Who says you can't fast after Aleph Tishrei? Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh is deraisa. V'deraisa lo bai chizik. That which is a Aser and Tainis, because of a din deraisa, does not have an extra fast after, or an extra Isser fast after before him. Because of deraisa lo bai chizik, you don't need to add strength to din deraisa. The Tanya, the Raisa says, that hayamim ha'ela, these days listed, haksuvim b'megillas tainis, all the days listed in the Megillas Tainis that are yamim tovim, asurim bein lefneim, bein lachreim, whether the day before or the day afterwards are asurim tainis as well. However, shabbosos b'yamim tovim, which are, of course, Aser to fast on a deraisa level, heim Aser, and only those days themselves are Aser, but lefneim ulachrem mutter. But the days before and the days afterwards are mutter. What's the difference? Ma hefresh ben zelazeh. Halu divrei Torah, vein divrei Torah tzrichem chizik. That which is listed in the Torah itself, we understood, we'll accept them. We don't need to add strength to bolster up the days, so you don't have to Aser before or after. But halalu, these which are listed in Megillas Tainis, these new Yom Tovim, divrei Sofrim, they're secondary level, they're only made by the institution of the Chachamim, the divrei Sofrim and tzrichem chizik. You need to strengthen them so they Asered both the day before and also the day afterwards. And therefore, although Alf Tishrei is Rosh Chodesh and Aser to fast on a deraisa level, the day afterwards you can fast, but when they added the Yantif on Gimel Tishrei of this Yantif of the Shtar, they Aser not only Gimel Tishrei, but even the day before in the Beis Tishrei. Now, the Turi Evan asks a very interesting question. He says, wait a second here. There is a big machlokas when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, whether you're allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah, or you could, you can, you can't, you must fast. So some hold that you're allowed to fast. Somehow hold you even allowed, there's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. You should fast in Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tes, clearly says, well, since it's Rosh Chodesh, and it says you're usher to fast, you can't fast in Rosh Chodesh. So how could anyone suggest that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, which is a Rosh Chodesh? So that's the question of the Turi Evan. So he doesn't answer the question, but there's a sefer that quote the Yad David. The Yad David answers the following. He says, what it means is, when Rosh Chodesh, so you can't fast Rosh Chodesh, they can't make an institutional fast. They can't make a fast as a tzibur. That it's also the fast as a tzibur. But individuals, it's recommended, it's encouraged that individuals fast as a din of tshuva. That would be the element. The difference between the tzibur and the yachad, that's how the Yad David explains the difference. So the Gemara now says, now we established Beis Tishrei is also to fast, because it's the day before this yontif, this new yontif of the shtar, the Shem Hashem on the shtar. Gemara says, why do you need that reason? The day before Tzom Gedalia. We said Tzom Gedalia is a fast day, Bizman HaChurban. Bizman HaMikdash, which is what we're talking about, when there's a base of Mikdash, that is a day yontif. So we just established everything listed in the Megillah's Tainis, the day before is also Aser to fast. So forget this new yomtiv about the shtar and Shem Hashem. It should be also beforehand because it's the day before Tzom Gedalia. And the Gemara says no. Amar Rashi, Gedalia ben Achikam is Divrei Kabbalah. It's listed in the Nevi'im. And Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Damu. And therefore it does not require additional chizik. So there really are three categories. There are in two categories. That which is Divrei Sofrim, that which is Dinei Chachamim, it needs chizik, Aser before, Aser afterwards. That which is Divrei Torah, like Rosh Chodesh, does not need chizik, and it's not aser before after. And Divrei Kabbalah, which is Nevi'im, is categorized, it's grouped with Divrei Torah. That too does not require Divrei chizik either. So ask the Gemara now halfway down the Amud. Meisiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Be'esim V'tamne Be'i, on the 28th of the month, and Rashi is referring to the 28th of Adar. Asa Besurta Tavasa, a Besurta Tova, good news came, Lihuda to the Jews, to Lo Ya'idana Maraisa. So you don't have to, Rashi's loya idim min araisa means, shol yitztarchu linasek atzman min haTorah. That we don't have to remove ourselves from limud haTorah, which means in the positive, that they were able to continue to learn. They heard the great news, you could continue to learn. Why wouldn't they be able to learn? Shegazu, because prior to this, shegazu amalchus gzeira, shol yasku b'Torah, shol yimalu es b'neim, v'sheichalu shabasos. That there's a gzeira for the malchus that they couldn't learn, they couldn't give bris milas, they have to be mechal Shabbos. So that was the initial gzeira, but that gzeira was overturned. So ma asa, what did they do to overturn this gzeira? What was the zechus they had? So what was the etza? So Yehuda ben Shemua, the chaverav, he and his friends, halchu v'natlu etza mimat shonisa achas, that they went to seek advice from this lady, some governor of some sort. That all the great Romans would go to seek advice from her. She was a very wise individual. So he also went, and he and his friends went to go ask her advice what they should do. They made this gzeira against us. How do we override this gzeira? So Amr Lehem, so she told Yehuda ben Shemua and his chaverav, she said as follows, Bo vifginu belayla, go out and scream at nighttime. Go scream at nighttime, go daven, yell in the streets. Rashi says, Tzaku b'shukin v'rchavos, go scream in the marketplaces, in the streets. They should hear the terrible cries, and hopefully they have compassion on you. So that's what they did. They went out and started to yell out in the middle of the night. And what did they say? Amru, Ishimayim, which Rashi says means, Laman Shemayim, for the sake of God. Lo achichem anachna, are we not the same brothers? We and the Romans were the same. We're the same brothers. We same come from Yitzchak Avinu. And v'lo b'nei av echa, we have the same father anachnu. V'lo b'nei am achas, the aim achas, the same mother. So Nachno, okay, we're generations later, but both of us ultimately are Alta Zetas, are Yitzchak and Rivka. So what's going on here? We're the same father, the same mother. Manishanenu mikol umavaloshon. What is so different about us from any other language, any other nation? Shatem gozen aleinu gzeros kashos, and then you make such terrible gzeros just against us. And after hearing all these terrible cries, ubitlam, and the Romans were mevata the gzera, and they were allowed to learn and give brisvilas and keep Shabbos. Also, Yom, that very day, so Yomtif, they made a Yomtif. So that was all took place on the 28th of Adar. So now, what's the question? V'sakadaitach batla Megillas Tainis, like we saw yesterday, Kamaisa batl achminasa mosifin. If we already assumed before, yesterday there's machlok, is whether they're Makaim Megillas Tainis or they said batl. Now, those who say Megillas Tainis is batla, so if they're ready Mevatla Megillas Tainis, how could they now go ahead and add more Yom Tovim? It doesn't exist. They already knocked it out. So how are they adding more? So if you're going to tell me maybe this took place during Zman HaMikdash, when it wasn't batal yet, where they were not yet mevatim megillas tainis, so they're still adding on yom tovim and days listed megillas tainis. That can't be the case because v'ha Yehuda ben Shmua talmidel Rabbi Meir. So we're going to prove in just a moment from a Mishnah that Yehuda ben Shmua was a talmid of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, everybody agrees, was baser hachi. Hava. Rabbi Meir certainly lived after Churban Beis Hamikdash. If he lived after Churban Beis Hamikdash, certainly Yehuda ben Shmua also lived after Churban Beis Hamikdash. So how could they start adding days to this Megillas Tainis, which doesn't exist anymore? So we're going to prove from Mishnah. The Mishnah, we don't have to focus on the exact details of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah proves that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. What does the Mishnah tell us? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Kli Zechuchas, a glass, Shenikvu, that it had a hole in it. We know for a kli to become mekabel tuma has to be whole. But if there's a whole, shalim, but if there's a whole, hole, in it, then it's no longer roi, so then it becomes pasul. But let's say that glass, v'hitif latochan aver, they put some type of lead to seal the glass in, which is kli, which is a now mateches, which is metal, so the din is Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shmua mitame, Mishum Rabbi Meir. He quoted his Rabbi Meir, so we see that's the Talmud, that's how he proved this point. The reason why is because once you fix a kli, it goes back to the old tumah. It's now rehabilitated, and even though for a moment it had a hole in it, it's not tame, but when you fix it, even though it's a different material, one's a glass and one's lead, in the end of the day, it goes back to the tumah yeshana. Come along now, Chachamim, they argue, again, this is just not necessary for our details for the sugi here, but Chachamim Matar, and they say it's a Matar, because they hold, since it's a kli zechuchas, the din is, if you fix a kli zechuchas, it does not go back to its tumah yeshana. So the question is, do you go based on the lead that's used? Does that lead now, the whole piece now becomes metal, and metal that's fixed, does it go back to tumah yeshana? Or no, since the ikar kli is really zechuchas, even though you patched it with the lead, we view this as glass, and glass does not go back. So that's the machlokas, Chachamim and Meir here. No, it was tame initially. The glass was tame. They made a hole in it, now it's tahor. Right. And now they fix it with metal. If they fix it with a glass, it remains tower. It's considered brand new.
Metal itself creates a tumor. No, it's not touching anything.
Let's say metal that became tamay. It's tamay now. Okay. I made a hole in it. I fix it with metal. Metal goes back to tumah yeshana. Glass, if I made a hole, after it became tamay, I made a hole. I fixed it with glass. It does not become tamay again. It remains tower. Now you have glass, which is patched with metal. Do you go based on that which was patched and metal? Or do you go based on the ikar, which is glass? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chacham. But we see from here that Yehuda ben Shmuel quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Meir. So again, if Rabbi Meir was in Churban, Bizman Churban, certainly Yehuda ben Shmuel was Bizman Churban. How could there be a Takana, a new Yomtif, if Megillas Tainis no longer existed? So Gemara says the truth is it's really a Tanahi. It's really a machlokas Tanahim. Although we saw yesterday, it was a machlokas Amaraim, where the Megillas Tainis was batal or not batal. The Gemara says it's really a machlokas Tanahim. How do we see this? Gemara quotes a Brisa, the Tanya, the top line of Yud Testament Beis here, the Tanya Hayamim Ha'elu Haksuvim B'Megillas Tainis. These days listed in Megillas Tainis, Bein Bisman She'Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bein Bisman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim Divrei Rabbi Meir. So we see from this position, Rabbi Meir, that it was not batal. We still embraced, we still followed the rules of the Megillas Tainis, even Bisman HaChurban. And that's the understanding of Rabbi Meir, and also his Talmud, Yehuda ben Shmua. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim Mipnesha Simcha Hilahem, Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mutar Mipnesha Evel Hulahem. So these days are, it's Asur to celebrate on these days of Beis HaMikdash. It's Asur because these are days of Simcha, but it's Mutar to fast these days because these are days of Avelis. So either way, we see to Machlokas time whether or not it was Batal or not Batal. So then the Gemara says, V'Hilchasa, the bottom line is that Batlu, Hilchasa, Lo Batlu. Kasha Hilchasa, Hilchasa. One halacha says, we mevatel Megillas Tainis. The other one says, we're not mevatel. That's a steer in the very same line. And the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Kan Bechanaka Bapurim, Kan Besha Yomi. In other words, all the days listed in Megillas Tainis, we paskin, are batel. The only days that are not batel are both Chanukah and Purim, and seemingly because of the reason we saw in yesterday's daf, because since they were already widely accepted amongst all of Klai Yisrael, it's very hard to take that Purim and take the Chanukah away from the from Klai Yisrael. So now the Gemara says the two das. We said on yesterday's daf, we quoted the Mishnah yesterday, Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Val Tishrei Mipnei Takanas Hamadas. We went out on Elul, the Shluchim went out to say, today is Rosh Chodesh, and we went out to all the Gola, so they should know when Rosh Hashanah is, and then they also went out in Val Tishrei, so when Rosh Hashanah was established based on the moon, to know when to make Sukkot. So came in the Nafkilei Al Elul, once the Shluchim went out to tell us when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, Atishrei Lamahu, Why do you have to tell them when Tishrei became? V'chi teima dilma avruel elul. Maybe they made a 30-day elul as opposed to a 29-day elul. That can't be. B'hama Rabbi Chinana Barkana Amara Rabbi Miyamos Ezra Ve'elech, from the times of Ezra and on, lo matzinu elul mu'ubar. Never do we find the case of elul being mu'ubar. Meaning every single elul from Ezra until now was always 29 days. So what's the shaila here? So of course it's going to be the 30th day will be Alef Tishrei, really. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah. You don't need to send out shluchim when Tishrei is. So the Gemara answers that lo matzinu delo isrich. We never found that it was necessary to do so, but ha isrich ma'abrin le. But if we found that it's necessary, then taka they would. What would make it necessary? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that based on the season having to line up, we don't care so much about Tishrei being lined up in the season. We care about Pesach being lined up. But let's say it's Elul, and they can anticipate that they're going to need to add a number of extra days now, adding an extra day in Elul, an extra day in Tishrei. So they might, if needed, they might add an extra day in Elul to make a third day month. Now, although they never needed to, but had there been a need, or would there be a need, they would Ein Echrami make it. So just to make sure everyone's on the same page, they always send out Shluchim to tell everybody when Rosh Hashanah was, when Alef Tishrei was. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah. So if that's the case, if it's there's a possibility that you can make a 30-day Elul, that can mess up Rosh Hashanah. Because I'm celebrating, because I don't know, I'm living wherever I live. So I'm going to assume the 30th day of Elul is really Alef Tishrei. And now it comes out, the Shulchan say, oh, you made a mistake. It's actually the next day is really Rosh Hashanah. That's going to throw off all Rosh Hashanah and all the mistakes of Rosh Hashanah, blowing the shofar and the davening and whatnot. How could you mess up Rosh Hashanah? Shouldn't we preserve Rosh Hashanah and just keep it always 29-day Elul, and the next day is Alef Tishrei? It makes things much easier without ruining Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, you're right, it would ruin Rosh Hashanah if we were to add a 30th day. But at the end of the day, mutav tekalka Rosh Hashanah, it's better that we mess with Rosh Hashanah just one day and preserve and all the other Yom Tovim, Sukkot, and so on. At least they'll be in proper order. So Ein Echlami, right? The Katani, as it says, Al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas Amadas Shmamina, because our focus is that we want to make sure Sukkot and everything else is in order. So we send out the Shluchim to make sure that everybody knows when exactly the Alef Tishrei was. Again, an unlikely case that they ever change it. But again, they still need to in case they did find the need to add a 30th day to Elul. So now the Gemara says, Val Kislev mipnei Chanukah, Val Adar mipnei Purim. They'd send out the month of Kislev so everyone should know when Chanukah is, and Adar to know exactly when Purim is as well. So the Gemara then says, actually, before you go ahead, interesting question they ask here, before you go this. They ask the question, we said above that we paskin that Megillas Tainis is not batal legabe Chanukah and Purim. So Chanukah and Purim, those are still days of celebration, as we know. So the problem is, we said everything listed in Megillas Tainis, the day before Ann is Aser, in fast, and the day after it's fast. So how do we have Tainis Esther? Tainis Esther is a fast day, which is the day before Purim. How could that be allowed? Purim is one of the days listed in Megillas Tainis. So there are like seven different answers brought down in the Rishonim. I'll just share two of them. The Baal Mor says that no, because since Megillas Tainis is found in Tanakh, it's Divrei Kabbalah, and we saw on Amud Aleph that Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah, lo by Chizik, you don't need Chizik, and therefore you're allowed to fast on the day before, and that's the answer of the Baal Mor. The Rabbeinu Tam says, he's quoting the Shita of the Rush in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, that no, initially when they created Purim, they made it with Megillas Tainis as part of it. That was just how it was made, such a way. So therefore, that was the initial Takana, and there's no breaking through. I'll add another answer, which is not what he quotes in the back here, but another answer is, Tainis Esther is not really a sad day. It's not a day of fasting. It's actually celebrating the Simcha that we beat the... We're trying to reenact the fast that Esther instituted back then, which won it. So it's actually a happy day, not actually a sad day. Okay, either way, the Gemara now says, Al Kislev v'pnei Chanukah v'al pur ada adar mipnei apur. Now, v'ilu nisabra hashana yotin af al adar. Now, if, let's say, it was a leap year like this year, where there's a second adar, so they'd have to go out in the second adar as well, mipnei purim. Because back then, they didn't know whether they're adding an adar. So adar came, and they said, okay, adar rishon Rosh Chodesh, let's send out for purim. Comes a few days later that, you know what, we're making an adar shenir, so adar shenir, they always have to send that shluchim so everyone knows when to keep purim. So the Gemara says, how come it doesn't say this? Lo katani masnisin. Our Mishnah does not say to go out on an adar sheni. Why not? It must be masnisin is delok Rebbe. Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, how so? Gidatanya, Rebbe, Omer, Rebbe holds. Im nisabra shana, yotzen af al adar sheni. That mipnei purim, that Rebbe holds, that if there is a leap year, Ein Echnami, you would send out during adar sheni as well. The fact that our Mishnah does not say this must be our Mishnah does not hold the Rebbe, and you do not need to send out a second set of shluchim during adar sheni. But why not? So Gemara says, Lema, b'hakamifli, the machlokas is as follows. Whether or not you need to send out shluchim in adar sheni or not depends on the following. The Mar Savar Kol Mitzvos HaNohagos B'Sheni, Nohagos B'Rishon. All the mitzvos done in Sheni can be done in Rishon. which means that if you did that in Rishon, you don't have to do them again in this Rishani. You already fulfilled them. Because again, when Purim came around first time, they thought this was going to be the first Adar, the only Adar. They read Megillah, Shach Maros, Matam, Savyonim, came Chaf Adar. They said, wait a second, nothing's beginning to grow. It's pretty cold out here. We need to add another month to push off Pesach. So they add another month. Do you have to repeat it or not? Says the Tanakhama, you don't have the first opinion, you don't have to repeat it because all those halachas in Sheni, you could also do in Rishon and you'd be putter from doing them in Sheni. So that's why there's no need for a shluchim and other Sheni, according to our Mishnah. But Marisavar, the other one, felt, Rebbe held, Kom mitzvos had noagos b'sheni, ein noagos b'shrishon. You do not fulfill in Rishon. That although, during Adar Rishon, they did read Megillah, and Shalach Manos, and Matan Savyonim, turns out it's an Adar Sheni year, all those mitzvos they did don't work. You have to do them again in the second one, so they have to send that shluchim during Adar Sheni. That's the initial suggestion of the Gemara. And Gemara says, lo, not true. The Chuli Alma, mitzvos had noagos b'sheni, ein noagos b'rishon. Everybody agrees. The halachas of Sheni, Adar Sheni, cannot be done in Adar Rishon. And although you already did the mitzvah Adar Rishon, you have to do them again, Adar Sheni. So shouldn't everyone have to send that shluchim during Adar Sheni? So what's the question here? Gemara says, no, how long is Adar Rishon? Was Adar Rishon always 29 days? In which case it was always the same amount of time. You don't need to send that shluchim. Everyone knew that, oh, Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon is always going to be 29 days. So the machlokes is, how long will Adar Rishon be? Is it 29 days? Is it 30 days? And that's what the Gemara explains here. That again, they're arguing about how long is the extra month, the Adar Rishon, going to be. The Tani, the Raisa says, it's always 30 days. So once they establish that it's going to be an Ibur Shana, they know that Adar Rishon must be 30 days. You don't need to send out Shluchim. Everyone could calculate that day 31 is day 1 of Adar Sheni. You don't need to send out Shluchim. There's no Shaila here. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh, it's always a month. What's a month? What does a month mean? What it means, a chodesh is always 29 days. So it means, as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, sometimes it can be 29 days and sometimes it can be 30 days. It depends what Bezdin decides. So according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since they don't know whether Adar Rishon is going to be a 30-day month or a 29-day month, he's one who holds that you need to send that shluchim, Rebbe's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe held, you must send that shluchim Adar Sheni because you don't know how long Adar Rishon is. But according to the first opinion here, according to the Tanakhama, which is the Shita of our Mishnah, that Adar Rishon is always going to be 30 days. There's no question. Therefore, there's no need to send that shluchim in Adar Sheni. So now the Gemara says, quotes a couple of edus, a couple of testimonies as follows. Heyid Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kala Kedisha Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had testified in the name of the Kal Kadisha, some Kila Yerushalayim, that Al Shnei Adarim Shem Mekadshin Osam B'Yom Iburim, that the both Adars, they Mekadish on the Yom Ibur, which Rashi says, just to explain, Rashi writes, Shem Mekadshin Osam B'Yom Iburim, Yom Shloshim Kar Yom Ibur. The 30th day is called Yom Ibur. The question is that day 30 going to be day 30 of the previous month, or will it be day 1 of the next month, and the previous month is only 29 days? So that day 30 is called Yom Ibur. She'osin osin Ibur l'chodesh kishim abrino. So that day becomes an extra, like a pregnant month. You make it a 30th day if you need. She'mekachin yom shoshim shal shneim l'rosh chodesh hanichnas. So they say that day 30 became day 1 of the next month. In other words, yom shloshim la'adar rishon hu rosh chodesh la'adar sheni. In other words, day 30 of Adar Rishon was not really day 30. It actually was day Aleph of Adar Sheni, which means Adar Rishon was only a 29-day month. It's confusing the terms used, because the 30th day of Adar Rishon is not really the 30th day. It really becomes Aleph of Adar Sheni. And the Yom Shloshim Shel Adar Sheni, and the 30th day of Adar Sheni, is really Rosh Chodesh Nisan, really Aleph. In other words, both Adars were 29 days. It's chaser, exactly. Chaser, in other words, it's chaser that the Yom Ibur, both days, day 30 is the Rosh Chodesh of the next month. It's really Aleph. So it's 29 days and 29 days. That was the ages that they said. Again, one more time. That Heyid Rabbi Shubin Levi Mishum Kal Kadisha, the Yushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim Shemekachin Osam B'Yom Iburim. They would make both Adars on the Yom Ibur, day 30, they would both really be Aleph of the very next month. Lememra, to suggest, must be saying, the Chaserin Abdinan Melem Lovdin. They must have made both months chaser, 29 days, and not full. La'afuke mididarish Rav Nachman bar Chista, to go against what we saw earlier, that he said that no, a person can actually, there's options, sometimes it can be 29 days, sometimes it can be 30 days. So then the Gemara says, Heyid Rabbi Simai, Mishim Chagai Zechari of Melachi, Ashne Adarim, Shim Ratsu, Lasos and Shem, Melein, Osen, Shem As Chaserim, Osen, Echa Malei, Echa Chaser, Osen, V'kacha Yinogin, Bigal. The second opinion says that no, that you could do whatever you need. It could be 30-30, it could be 29-29, it could be 29-30, 30-29, any option is possible. So the first edus was, it must be always 29-29. The second opinion says it could be any combination you want. And there's a third opinion now, Moshim Rabbeinu Amru, Liolam Echad Malay Vechad Chaser, one must be Malay, Ada Alf must be 30 days, and the second month, Ada Sheni must always be Chaser, Ad Shivadilcha Shukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano, until people heard that this was the case. Rashi just explained here, Shukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano, Ad Sheamru Lecha Abam Eretz Yisrael, until you've heard the people, the Shluchim from Eretz Yisrael, tell us, Kitchu Bezin Rosh Chodesh Ada Sheni, Biyom Shloshim La Ada Harishon, Vasas Harishon Chaser. So you always assume Ada Rishon is Malay, Ada Sheni is Chaser, unless you hear otherwise, that was always the default. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We start talking about that the day of Tum Gedalia, it should be also before him because of Tum Gedalia. The Gemara says, why need the new Yom Tov on the third day? It's already Tum Gedalia. The Gemara says to Aser the day beforehand because that which is listed in Megillah's Tanya is not Aser only on that day, but even the day before, the day afterwards. What about being the day after Rosh Chodesh? We said Rosh Chodesh is a Deraisa. A Deraisa does not require Chizuk, but that which is Divrei Sofrim does require Chizuk, so only those that Divrei Sofrim have an Isser before and afterwards. And then the Gemara says, what about Tum Gedalia itself? Does that require chizuk? The Gemara says that's divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is divrei Torah, and divrei Kabbalah, divrei Torah do not require chizuk. Then we had the whole long mice of the 28th of Adar about the Gzeira that not learning Torah, they went out in the middle of the night to cry and to scream, and they overturned it. And the Gemara says that took place certainly after the times of Beis Hamikdash, because Yehuda ben Shmua was a Talmud Rebbe who lived after the times of Beis Hamikdash. We proved that from the Mishnah about the Tumah. And the Gemara says you're right. There's actually machlokas tonight whether or not Megillah's Tanis was batal or not batal. So Yehuda ben Shmua and Rebbe felt it was not batal, and even Bizman Achurban they held on to the dinim listed in Megillah's Tanis. The Gemara concludes that we read Paskin Megillah's Tanis is batal lagabe Sharyamim, but lagabe Chanukah and Purim we still hold that it is still does exist. Then we spoke about why send out Shluchim and Tishrei isn't always 29 days. The Gemara says it's usually 29 days, but there's at least a possibility that it can be a 30-day month if there's a need to do so. So they always have to send out Shluchim and Tishrei as well. And then about we spoke about Adar, that Adar Sheni, whether or not you need to make a Shluchim for Adar Sheni, why wasn't that listed? And the Gemara said that everybody agrees that you have to repeat the mitzvahs in Adar Sheni. There's Machlokas, is Adar Rishon always 29 days, in which case you don't have to send out Shluchim, you can just make the calculation, or maybe it's depending on the year, in which case if it depends 29 days versus 30 days, you would have to send out Shluchim during Adar Sheni as well, so people know when to keep Purim. And then we had the three different testimonies of how they used to keep the Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Was it always both of them Chaser? Were they any option you wanted, or really was it always Malay and Chaser until they've heard otherwise? Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.